Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, wait a minute. You clowns are on dope.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brilliant Ideas Radio presents Grills Gone Wild. Hosted by your two favorite bad boys of Foodie Radio. And now, here are your hosts. Hailing from parts unknown, it's the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas, and his co-host, Crispy. The studio number is 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Good evening, everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio land. This is Brilliant Ideas, and you are listening to Grills Gone Wild on a Friday night. And if the system is working as it's supposed to, which it doesn't always, I should have my trusty sidekick, Crispy, calling from Orlando, Florida. Good evening, Crispy.
I'm here. Good evening from Orlando, Florida, all the way to over there, California. And we can't disclose your information because it's like Area 51.
Yes, it is.
Private.
Coast to coast with the most, and we are back at you on a Friday night. It was 105 degrees here today.
That's crazy.
Yeah, for September in San Diego, though September is usually one of our hottest months, but it was 105. It was like walking out into an oven. You know, everybody says, oh, yeah, but it's dry heat. Yeah, right. Stick your head in the oven and see how dry it is. It was hot today.
That's weird because here in Orlando, I don't know what's going on, but the temperatures have been rather comfortable. The humidity's been pretty low. Like right now, if it's like 78 degrees out, usually this time of year it's still like 90 degrees with 200% humidity.
Well, as they say, you know what rolls downhill is, and weather heads that way. So you guys got hot weather coming your way because it's been a hot one. But I can't think of a better way to spend a Friday evening with the bad boys of Foodie Radio and AC cranked up. And what better way to spend a Friday night? Well, I can actually think of a lot better ways, but
we are. Booze, hookers, Mickey Door soup.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I got a little recipe for you to write down since you're in your big time griller now there, Crispy.
Yes, I'm almost.
Huh?
Said I'm almost catching up to you.
Well, this is a real simple one for you. I think I'm going to start giving little recipes, by the way, each week. But
I think that'd be a good idea because some of the recipes you've given me, I've tried and followed directions to a T, and it's pretty much come out awesome every time, especially the coffee grounds.
Right.
Can't think of the name of the recipe.
Well, this is a real simple one. You like veggies, right?
Oh, yes.
All right. Well, take out some tinfoil, tear off a big hunk of tinfoil, cut up some potatoes, broccoli, onions, mushrooms, carrots, whatever your favorite veggies might be on sale. And then take some of your favorite seasoning, salt, pepper, garlic, or maybe some Albuquerque seasoning, sprinkle it on top of the veggies. And then here's the kicker. You got mudslide. You know that stuff they make in the liquor section that's got that chalk paste that's called mudslide?
Yes.
Take that or the UV vodka that tastes like chocolate cake, has a chocolate cake flavor, and pour some of that on top of the veggies, close up the tinfoil, a nice little package, throw it on your grill or in your oven, cook it until it reaches 210 degrees where it steams itself in that chocolate vodka or the chocolate mudslide. Un-freaking-believable.
It sounds interesting. I'm going to have to try that.
It's like eating veggies that taste like dessert.
That's crazy. Now, is there a specific veggie that you use?
No, I've tried it with everything from onions to potatoes to carrots to mushrooms. You name it, just put them in the tinfoil and fire away, and it works every time. You can try different flavors, too, but I like the chocolate flavor. But it's amazing what it tastes like. Yep. And Matt, if you got kids around, anybody listening who don't like the veggies, give them those veggies. Of course, make sure the alcohol is all cooked off, but it should at 200.
Yeah,
degrees,
nobody needs DCF showing up to their house with drunk kids running around smoking cigarettes and cigars.
But it is good stuff. So everybody check that out. And I got sad news to give. This is the last weekend that we have of our present sponsors. We're looking we make a rotation every 3 months, and our sponsors the last 3 months have been Albuquerque Seasonings and also Don Pablo Cigars, and this, unfortunately, is their last weekend, so everybody say boo, hiss, but we appreciate all their support over the last 3 months, and we are actually going to be bringing on some new sponsors if they decide to pay Christy the money for the ad, but we got new sponsors coming on board sometime in late September, early October. But I guess we should play their ad one last time. So everybody, check out Albuquerque Seasonings and also check out Don Pablo Cigars. They've been great sponsors for the Grillion Ideas radio show. Everybody check out their products, their website, and buy something.
Has your dinner been tasting a little bland lately? Do you love to barbecue? If you answered yes to these questions, then I have a great solution for you. Let Albuquerque Seasonings spice up your next meal. Albuquerque Seasonings offers rubs and sauces that feature New Mexico chili products that add a distinctive taste with a southwestern kick. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/Albuquerque. Follow us on Twitter at Albuquerque Barbecue. And most importantly, check out the website and order some great rubs and sauces over at www.albuquerqueseasonings.com. That's spelled Albuquerque seasonings.com. Hey, Mr. Brilliant Ideas, what's new?
Hey, Crispy, check out what I got today. I got a box of cigars from the Don Pablo Cigar Factory.
Awesome! I was just checking out the website for the Don Pablo Cigar Factory over at www.donpablocigars.com.
Yeah, did you know they have a great selection of cigars like natural, sweet, and Maduro?
They also have cognac, vintage, and aromatic cigars as well.
The Don Pablo Cigar Factory has their very own cigar makers, each with over 30 years experience, and they are masters in their field.
Every cigar sold at the Don Pablo Cigar Factory is handmade and hand-rolled from scratch right in front of the customer. How cool is that? The Don Pablo Cigar Factory can be reached at 1-800-537-4957. Once again, that phone number is 1-800-537-4957. Order your cigars today from www.donpablocigars.com.
Yeah, so check out Albuquerque Seasoning and also Don Pablo Cigars. We thank them for their sponsorship for the last 3 months. And make sure, be the next time we make an ad for one of our sponsors, that I have, I make sure I read the script a lot better than that. That was awful.
Yes, we'll have to do some Skyping, and I'll have to coach you on the wonderful world of voiceovers and how to prepare you into character form, I guess, which would include lots of and companies.
Pretty sad listening to that. Every week we've been playing that, it's just a sad, sad. I mean, can you tell I was reading the script?
Everything gets better in time, just like a fine glass of wine and cupcakes. I really want a cupcake.
Oh, well. I guess we should move on because time is a ticking, and we have got ourselves a great guest this evening. We got the Coleman Brothers coming on, and some more country music for you there, Crispy. The Coleman Brothers are a hot group that's got some great country music, and I've been listening to their stuff the last few days, and we got some cranked up here for the radio station, and if everything's working right, we should have someone from the Coleman Brothers. Good evening. You're calling Grilling Ideas Radio. Who we got?
Hey, good evening. This is Greg.
Hey, Greg, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Greg. Great, man. What a great show. My favorite thing to do.
Well, you know, I was just thinking about that. Looking at you guys' photograph, you guys look like you ought to. You probably have barbecue grills in your backyard. You just have that look.
We keep a fire going.
There you go.
I got a big old chunk of hickory out back.
I kind of figured that. Just looking at you guys, I said, "Yeah, I think they've done some grilling in their time."
Yeah. Well, hey, we appreciate y'all having us on, man. Thank you very much for this.
Thank you very much, and we appreciate you coming on our show. And I guess all I can say is you guys are on the move and got some great country music. And those people who aren't aware of who you are, this is a chance for them to hear some of your music tonight. But I have to say, one of my favorite songs that you guys have that we're actually not going to be playing, it's one of my favorite songs, which I guess was a big hit for you guys, was Fishing Hole.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, you guys did all right. How far did that get up in the charts?
Actually, that song has never been released yet.
It hasn't?
No, we haven't. We've been a little scared. Maybe it's a little too much.
I've been seeing it on, you got it on YouTube, though, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's on there.
Oh, okay. So you never actually released it.
No, that one hadn't been released yet.
Oh, okay. Because it's one heck of a good song. I thought maybe you'd already sent that one up the charts already.
Well, I appreciate that. We didn't know whether to throw that one out there or not. It's a little out on the limb.
So is my
dating with Craigslist women. That's out on the limb as well.
But it's on the album.
Well, it's a good song. In fact, I wish we had it tonight to play it, but it's a great song. So tell everybody a little bit about you and you guys. How long you've been in the music business, you and Denny, and tell us a little bit about how you guys got started in the country music business.
Oh, Lord, we've been we started playing in our dad's band when we were just children. As each one of us got old enough, he gave us a different instrument to play, and we toured all over the place with our dads till we got old enough to start our own band and start writing our own music. And that's basically how it all happened. You know, I'm the oldest. I started first. Then here comes Denny. We got another brother that plays sometimes too, but he's not here with us tonight. And, I don't know, man. It just happened, you know.
It just kind of happened. So you were kind of born with a guitar in your hand?
Pretty much, you know, third, fourth grade, that's what I got for Christmas. Within a year or so, I was playing rhythm guitar for my dad. Same thing with Denny right behind. He's playing bass. And, you know, we just toured all over the place, hotels and casinos. Like, you know, kind of like gypsies, I guess. You remember them old shows?
Well, I'm going to play one of your songs for the people who may not know you, for the ones who are fans. And I like this one. It's called Uptight. So I'm going to play Uptight for the listeners, and we'll come back and chat. Now, is Denny there with you?
Yeah, he's sitting right beside me. I'll pass it on over to him so he can say hello. And, hey, man, we sure appreciate you guys.
Hey, we appreciate you. No, I'm going to play Uptight, and we'll be back here in about 3 minutes, and we'll chat with you guys after the music.
Okay, bud. Thanks a lot.
Got a feeling for you, baby. head down to my toes. I can't sleep at night. These endless days, like no one. Long as two in the morning. Uptight, I'm uptight, tight, tight. I'm always on the run. Cause I'm thinking about my baby, how we spend our time. When the weekend comes and the day is done, she'll be mine.
Bacon in there, and just that's all I need right there.
There you go. That's what they always say, crispy. Anything with bacon is good, right?
That's right.
That's right. You put bacon on mashed potatoes, bacon on cherry pie, it's all going to taste good. All right, maybe not
yeah,
the bacon and cherry pie, but.
We'll even do a bacon fruit smoothie. You know, as long as it's got bacon in it, we're okay.
There you go.
So, Denny, what do you guys got planned for the future? I guess you're actually located, are you in Nashville?
Montgomery, Texas.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where we're located. And we do a lot of back and forth with Nashville. Greg Cole with Coal Mine Studios up there, and then we have our studio here. And so it's just it's really good collaboration things.
So what are your big plans you have going on right now?
Are you
on concert, or are you working on CDs? Or
Working on Ghost Town Video right now at the moment.
Okay.
We've got a big green screen set up, and we're just taking in some ideas from different people, get it all put together and have it ready to go. And
that song Ghost Town, what is the background on that song? Where did you guys come up with the lyrics for that?
Well, a friend of mine and David Eric and Jay Cooper, they're the ones that penned the song, and they was listening to some of our music online. I believe it was off Reverb Nation, and he sent me an email and asked if we'd be interested in listening to some of the songs and maybe recording them. And he sent Ghost Town, and the demo that he sent was a demo that Chris Young did for him a while back. And it was really good. But I told him, I said, well, there's a couple little things I'd like to change about it, if that'd be okay. And he said, yeah. He said, just go make it your own. So I did. And we both got in there and got busy on it. And we wanted the song to have more of a desolate, you know, feel to it. And,
right.
And I think we achieved that.
Tell you what, well, since we're talking about it, why don't we play it? It's a great song for those that may not have heard it. You see, you're working on the video for Ghost Town. It's done pretty well so far, and it seems to be a really good hit for you. So I'm going to play Ghost Town, and we'll come back and chat for a few more minutes. This is Coleman Brothers, and the song is Ghost Town.
Cool.
Echo of my footsteps, match the beating of my heart. The shadows and the loneliness since we've been apart. I'm haunted by heartache in a never-ending swirl of desert dust and tumbleweeds. You've left me in a world that's a ghost town. Could be people everywhere, but all I do is stand into this ghost town without you here, and the pain is hard to face in this cold and dusty place. Since you left me in the ghost town. To get beyond the tears and all those memories, I looked out in that blue sky. I used to love this town. It's not the same old sunset now. There's no love to be found, 'cause it's a ghost town with you not around. There could be people everywhere, but all I do is stand into this ghost town without you here, and the pain is hard to bear in this cold darkness of air. Since you left me in the ghost town, there's a lonely desert wind that's blowing through my heart. There's a glow in that Sierra sky as the sun sets all around, and the silence is so loud that my soul can't hear a sound. Since you left me in the ghost town, since you left me in the ghost town. Of my footsteps, match the beating of my heart.
And And that was the Coleman Brothers, Ghost Town, great, great song. So you say you guys are working on the video. So what's your target date as far as coming out with the video?
Well, we're hoping to have it out within the next couple of weeks.
Great.
We just got done with the T-shirt thing, and now we're 100% focused on this video. And hopefully we'll have it out. We just... yesterday, we debuted on the Music Row chart, number 78. We're real proud of that, so we definitely got to get it out pretty quick.
Well, that's a great, great, great song, and I actually got a phone call coming in here. We always like to open it up to the audience, so we never know what people want to ask or say, so be prepared. You could be anything, but if you don't, I'm going to take the call and see. You might have someone want to call and ask you a question, so hang on here 1 second. This is Creating Ideas. You're calling Grills Gone Wild. Good evening. Who's this? Hello. And that's what happens on live radio. Anyway, well, I'll ask a question since our callers can't come through. We always like to ask a question that maybe tell us a little bit about something about you that maybe nobody knows. We know you guys are in the music business, and we know that you like to grill, but is there any secret talents or things that you guys do as a hobby that maybe people don't know about you?
I don't know. That's a hard question. we're all good. You know, I'll tell you a story. When we was kids, you know, our dad was a mechanic. And, of course, he played music, too, but he had this, you know, garage. He always working on people's cars. He kept us under there. And every one of us swore we would never be a mechanic. And every one of us turned out to be a mechanic in one way or the other. I ended up doing air conditioning and heating. Then he went technical. My other brother's a truck driver, you know, and we all play music too, you know. So, that's something that we swore we'd never do, and every one of us are real good at fixing things, you know.
Well, you guys became mechanics in the food business. I mean, the music business too.
Yes, sir, we tried, you know. That's a whole lot better than laying underneath an old Mercury trying to get a starter off.
Exactly. Hey, Crispy, I know you always like to ask your tough questions, so go ahead and ask your question.
Oh, yeah, you just got to put me on the spot like that. Awesome, great. Well, Coleman Brothers of Awesome Country Music, if you could pick two people that you could tour with, country musicians, whether they're old school or new school, who would you pick?
Oh, man. man, that's a tough one, you know. I would probably have to say George Jones and Merle Haggard. That would
there
be
you
my
go.
Tip. We grew up listening to those guys. We've actually got a song about them. It's called Honky Tonk Heaven. It's on YouTube, and it's on our website, too, if anybody wants to listen to it. It's a real nice song about them.
Great.
They are definitely honky-tonk heroes.
By the way, too, I want to mention your website. You mentioned a little while ago, if people want to find out more about your music, want to go out and actually purchase your songs and your CDs, they can find you on ReverbNation.com/the Coleman Brothers. And are you guys working on another website also?
Yeah, you could get us on iTunes or Amazon or any of the places like that. But if somebody wants to get a signed CD, you know, the actual hard copy, they can go to thecolemanbrothers.com or .net. We got both of those domains, and they can order right off the website, and they can get T-shirts. Or we got some pretty cool stuff on there, and we make sure we get straight to them that way. And you don't have to go through all the red tape, you know.
Right. Go through all the hoops to get it to you. Go right straight to the horse's mouth, right?
Yes, sir.
I want to play another one of your songs and then come back and find a little bit more about what you guys are going to be doing in the future. And the next song I'll play is kind of a cool song since you guys are country. It's called Country Thing. And I'm going to play that one next. That's a great song. So everybody hang tight. This is the Coleman Brothers, and the song is called Country Thing.
Okay.
truck. Checking out the ladies with a little luck. Got five sweet things that'll make me smile. Poker in the hangin' for a little while. We'll cruise around, paint the town. We get a little bored, so we head on down to the party barn where we all hang out. Our friends are there. It ain't no doubt it's a country thing. Yeah, it's a country thing. I'll break it on down.
Maybe you guys just decided to go into the studio and just have some fun with some music. And we lost.
And you can listen to, you know, it talks about the party barn and a friend named Bill. And there, you know, I guess most towns have them. But it's just a place, you know, that everybody gets together and just gets out there and just all kinds of different music. And we thought, well, you know, let's just do it this way right here and put a little edge on it and just see what happens with it. And it turned out really nice.
Yeah, it sounds like you were having a little bit of fun with that one.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So the next few months, what do you guys, you'll be working on your video and promoting your music. And what do you got, any big plans? Are you going to be on stage with anywhere or with anybody?
Yes, the 28th, we'll be doing a show with Dierks Bentley, Conroe, Texas, for the Toyota Bass Classics. And they've got a few other things working, I think, with Mo Bandy. And they've been talking about us doing something with Joel Sonny, but now I don't have dates on that yet. But,
okay.
But as far as, well, we have a few shows lined up, you know, while we're doing the video and stuff, just to, you know, keep busy and, you know, not get too rusty.
Well, we appreciate you guys coming, taking time and coming on our show this evening and sharing some music and your stories. And keep us posted as things develop. And when you get your video, let us know. We'll post that on our Facebook page and keep all the fans letting know about the things that are going on with the Coleman brothers. And just thank you again for you, Denny and both, for coming on the show.
Well, we thank y'all so much, and I'd like to get your mailing address so we can send y'all some stuff off the website.
Well, I'll drop you a line on email for both of us, and we appreciate that.
That will be awesome, and we thank you so much, and it's been such an honor.
All right, thank you. We appreciate it. And just remember one thing. Whatever you do in life, throw some bacon on it.
That's right.
Thank you very much, Coleman Brothers.
Thank you so much, too.
All right, take care.
Y'all have a good night.
There you go. That's the Coleman Brothers. Everybody check out the website. You can find them on Reverb Nation, and you can also find them on thecolemanbrothers.com and .net. And that was a cool song, that last song, Country Thing. What do you think, Chris?
Yeah, it was. The first song, I'm a big fan of the pedal steel. Excuse me, sorry. My mom used to play pedal steel, and I remember my mom is, you know, me being a little kid, she'd play pedal steel, and I remember when she sold it at a garage sale, I kind of wish I had that pedal steel, and one of these days, maybe I'll get a pedal steel, and maybe I'll be Country Crispy, that's right.
Hey, Country Crispy, now, there you go,
Country
with,
Crispy.
With a tube, a tutu and a cowboy hat.
Yeah, that's awesome. Maybe Moonshine Bandits and go on tour with Tara Tindley
and the
Coleman Brothers and but there's something about the first, like we get a lot of talent. We get a lot of really talented people that should be on a tour bus right now and touring everywhere, filling up arenas.
Yeah, they do, and it's amazing the people we find, and we actually have help from Synchronicity and her crew, and also Sunblessed, our agent, our mother, whatever you want to call it.
That's right, our den mother.
Our den mother, she keeps us straight, and she finds all this talent. But there are a lot of people out there that all they need is just get exposure, and I'm not talking about indecent either, but they need to get out there.
Depending on the business, indecent exposure might not be that bad. If I keep having more beers, I may be running around my street in my Speedos and cowboy boots.
Beers, I'm gonna have to check. I gotta check out a few myself after off the show. I like that Shock Top beer, so I have some. They're sitting in the refrigerator, calling my name right now.
There you go. The Coleman Brothers are definitely talented, and I know tomorrow we have our experimental show.
Yes, we do. That's what I was getting ready to pass along. Tomorrow is going to be kind of interesting. We're going to be doing a simulcast show where we'll be able to watch Ben the Chef as he performs a cooking class for us. At the same time, we're going to be on the radio, and I think we worked out all the technical difficulties. Let's hope that it works.
We had our trial run Wednesday, and everything seemed to go pretty good.
Yep, it did go pretty well. So what you're doing is you tune in tomorrow, you tune into our show, then you open up a different browser and you go to the link that's listed on the show tomorrow, and that's going to actually happen at 9:30. That will be our third guest, and then you watch Benny as he gives the cooking show. And listen to us all as we talk back and forth on the radio. And if it all works, it should be pretty interesting. We also, on tomorrow's show, not only do we have Benny the Chef, but we have the guy who tried to get on last week, Lee Yankee and the Hell's Yeah Band. There were some communication problems, and he couldn't get through. So Lee's coming on. He's actually our first guest, our music guest, tomorrow morning. And then we've got the crew from iHeartBlueSea.com. And they also have ilovebluesea.com, and they are an online seafood company where you can actually buy seafood straight from the ocean, from the boat to your house, and it's pretty cool. Some of the things they've got, and really, really, I'm talking about fresh food. I mean, it comes off the boat, and they ship it to you that day, so there's no middlemen, and so they've started this up, and it's doing very well, so they're coming on the show. So that's kind of the rundown tomorrow, and the experimental show should be very interesting, as you say, interesting.
Yes, it should be interesting, and everyone that tunes in will get a free lesson on. I'm not even sure what Benny the Chef's cooking, but
It's a pasta dish that I can't pronounce, and I especially can't pronounce it the way he says it in his Italian style accent. So Yeah, it's a chip tune in. It's going to be an interesting show to watch him cook, and I guess maybe we'll learn something.
Well, we can hardly pronounce all the awesome desserts that Katarina comes on the show with. So it'll be interesting.
Yes, it will. So everybody tune in tomorrow morning. It starts at 8:30 tomorrow West Coast time, 11:30 East Coast time. What the heck was that noise in the background? Like a dog.
I opened my door and I was going to go look outside and some dog ran up. And yeah, I don't know who started barking at me. I guess he wants to put me on the barbecue grill.
And I guess on that note, we just found out that Crispy's gone to the dog. So
apparently. Well, that's okay. That's okay. All right, awesome. You never
right,
know what's going to happen on live radio.
Yeah, you never know. Everybody have a nice evening. I'll close out the show with another Coleman Brothers song called Golden Tears. Everybody tune in tomorrow morning at 8:30. We will see you then. Everybody have a nice evening.
Okay.
Pour me another shot of tequila. One for every tear rolling down my face. Be careful now and try not to miss one. A golden tear is a terrible thing to waste. Now golden tears, they don't come easy. Takes years and years of hurt to understand. Now me myself, I find I'm much too sober. I'll take a river of golden tears to play this hand. Like deep running water flowing through my veins as tears fall like rain. Yet the voices in the dark seem to drift far. This river of golden tears won't wash away the years. The years of loving you, they still remain. Now I don't think I need your. I'm a rambling man and I really don't think you know. So pour me another shot of tequila and one to wash it down before I let go. Like deep running water flowing through my veins as tears fall like rain. Yet the voices in the dark seem to drift far, far. But this river of golden tears won't wash away the years. The years of loving you, they still remain. Like deep running water veins as tears fall like rain. Yet the voices in the dark seem to drift far apart. But this river of golden tears won't wash away the years. The years of loving you, they still